The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
Started with one red paperclip. He's already got book deals in the works. People want the rights. I'm waiting for the NBC mini movie to come out. And that's not too much of a stretch, because earlier today, he was on CNN. And now he's here on the Chris Perillo Show. And I can't say whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing, but hopefully, Kyle, we will live up to your expectations and be better than CNN.
I look forward to hoping so as well, too. I can't wait to see what you guys do.
You look forward to hoping so. Well, that's better than...
Well, I was trying to say something, but by, you know, when you think about two things and...
Yeah,
make any sense.
And then they come out kind of mushed together. So, how the hell did you come up with this idea?
Well, it was a thing I thought about. We used to play it when we were kids, called Bigger and Better, and it's like a scavenger hunt kind of deal. And you just go around the neighborhood knocking on doors and ask for a bigger or better object. I'd always been intrigued by the idea. I'd only played it a couple times, and the rumor had it around the neighborhood that someone had come home with a car, or somebody's cousin's brother had got a house, or not a house, but an old shed or a couch or something amazing, and we'd always come back with, like, very small objects. But I was thinking about, like, buying a house this summer, and I realized that they totally didn't have enough money to buy one. But I remembered this game, and then I'd been thinking about these internet projects where, like, Book Crossing or... One guy who let me stay for a day.com, or these crazy ideas that they kind of harnessed the power of the internet and took it to an illogical extreme that kind of made it cool. I looked down on the desk in front of me, and there was one red paperclip. So I said, well, that's better than anything. Let's just try it out and see what happens. And I just started making trades for, like, completely ridiculous little things, like traded the paperclip for a pen, and then traded the pen for the doorknob, and things progressed, and I've got a 5 months later, I got a snowmobile, man. It's crazy.
Kyle, I used to play Kick the Can. Is there something I can do with that now? Because there used to be legends around the neighborhood. I don't know. There was no legends. But are people... it sounds like you've taken an urban legend or a myth, and you're turning it into a reality.
Yeah, it's kind of like a urban reality, I guess. I've had emails from people down in some colleges in the Midwest who said, we used to do this every year with our frat rush or our dorm. We would have the different floors of the dorm compete against each other. And someone came back with an industrial crane over a weekend. And the snowmobile is certainly not the biggest that's ever happened by far. But for some reason, I seem to have struck a chord somewhere, and where CNN believes that this is news. And I can't explain it. I haven't actually solicited any news at all. I've sort of said, if you want to talk about it, sure, call me up. I'll say yes. But it seems like people are captivated by this idea. But it's just barter, and it's trading, and it's very simplest form.
Okay, Kyle, I got it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play hide and seek with Bill Gates.
You ever watch Letterman? He was trying for like 7 years to get Oprah on. He trying to get Oprah tonight. Let's call. And he would do it. And then he finally got her on. So, man, like, if you start doing it, enough people might get on the bandwagon that he actually calls you.
You know what? It's sad. You know, people do anything, really. And then they put this on. Have you heard of this guy? He rents his chest for like 20 bucks. He'll write whatever you want on his chest. You heard of this guy?
I haven't, but it sounds like something pretty good.
He's crazy. You wouldn't want to do that. This is so much more exciting. This is national news, or international news. It sounds... I can't quite place your dialect, but where are you from originally?
I'm from Vancouver. Yeah, you're in Seattle, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just up north, but I'm in Montreal now, so I'm a fish out of water here and on the radio in the U.S., but... I've been speaking French a bit today, so I'm sure it's not a thick Canuck accent as it should be.
Well, wait a minute. You're not from Quebec.
No, but I've been drinking a lot out here, so I've learned some pretty good French.
Wait a minute. Is that all it takes to pick up French, is drink?
I'll tell you what, man. We take French from... In Canada, you take French mandatory from grade 3 until about grade 8 or 9th grade. And I took it for 9 years of French. I learned more in like 9 days here at a bar than I did in 9 years at school. So it's crash course. It's pretty. It's hard to learn, but if you meet the right people that force you I'd like to say learn, but more likely drink. You learn it very fast. Yeah.
They tell you all the naughty words that they won't tell you in the schools.
That's all you need to know, right? Yeah.
Now tell me, what is one red paperclip in French?
Le trombone rouge. It's un trombone rouge, but tout le monde, like everyone says, le trombone rouge, like the red paperclip, just because it comes off the tongue a bit better.
Have you?
I'm sure someone's already bought up the red paperclip, and I think red paperclip's already gone. I'm looking for some copycat sites, and I'm going to link to them because I think it's funny that I like to support other people doing this themselves. There's one guy in Cincinnati, bbqtv.blogspot.com. He's trying to turn a thing, like a container of barbecue sauce, into HDTV, like a big screen TV. So I'm more than happy to support him, and I can't wait to see him realize his goal.
It's alchemy, is what it is. it's some kind of social alchemy. If you're to put a word on it or a phrase, if you can put a word or phrase on it, social alchemy. What do you think? Is that a good buzzword?
I can't agree with you more.
It's beta.
It's beta.
It's there big. You go. Social alchemy in beta.
There you go. So
Alpha was it when he was a kid.
And now it's evolved into beta mode. How did you get a snowmobile?
A paperclip to a snowmobile is obscene. It shouldn't happen, but I did. It's incremental.
Kyle, none of this should happen.
Yeah, but it's incremental. Like, I traded the paperclip for a pen. I traded the pen for a doorknob. The doorknob was better than both. The doorknob got traded for Coleman stove. Then I got a generator. I traded the generator. You could argue that it's a trade down because it was a beer keg, a neon Budweiser bar sign, and an IOU to fill the keg with beer. So it's probably, in Canada, it's worth more than the U.S. because the beer is a lot more expensive up here. But you could argue that that's worth less than a generator, but I'd argue that a generator is less fun than a keg of beer waiting to happen. So I termed it one instant party, and the potential for fun, or the fun potential from that keg, was immense, and it's proved it, because the guy who got it today, Michel Barrette, he's a DJ and local celebrity here in Montreal. I went on the air with him, and he was talking about how his friend who was going to give the ski-doo to, and he likes to, you know, his drinking buddy or whatever, instead of giving him the snowmobile, he's actually going to give him about 25 cases of beer, one delivered every hour for an entire 25 hours, and then at the very end, give him a full keg of beer and the neon sign and be like, thanks, but, you know, no thanks for the giving him the snowmobile. So he's having fun with it, too. It's turning into a thing where everyone who trades gets their own little story out of it.
Now, when you said the word doorknob, it reminded me of a childhood experience. Somehow we learned at camp, I think, that if you had to pass gas, or as we Americans say, fart, if you didn't yell doorknob before someone else did, then they would have the ability to pound on you, to basically beat you to a bloody pulp. So you would pass gas, and then you'd have to yell doorknob. And if someone else yelled doorknob, then they would have to pound you until you could reach the door to touch a doorknob. Is there some scheme in that? Bigger and better farts? I'm reaching here, Kyle, honestly.
I've never heard of... That's like a sadistic punch buggy based on, like, bad gas.
punch buggy. See, I'm from Iowa. I am from the Midwest, and we used to call it slug bug. But apparently other regions say punch buggy. And that's where a Volkswagen bug passes by, and you call it, and then you can hit someone.
Yeah, man. If you ever go to Mexico, you're going to come back with a sore shoulder. That's all I got to tell you.
A lot of Volkswagen bugs down there are beetles.
They love them.
Apparently. Now, you have a couple of book deals in the works, or at least one that's gelling and coming together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, I bought a computer and kind of put every thought I'd ever had on paper. And 6 months ago, I was in New York knocking on publishers' doors in New York and saying, like, hey, I got these books. Do you want to buy them? And they're like, yeah, okay, well, thanks, but we'll call you. And then... I think after being on TV and getting all this media, they're contacting me now, which is crazy. So
that's how it works.
It totally worked one way, but yeah, one of them is the paperclip, one red paperclip. I'd love to write a book about this, but I've got another one called Message in a Barrel. If you go to messageinabarrel.blogspot.com, not Message in a Bottle, Message in a Barrel. I went down to the Galapagos Islands, and I'm in the process of hand-delivering postcards around the world that I pulled out of a barrel in the Galapagos. That the barrel's been there forever. It's one of those things that's an ongoing traveler kind of game. You put a postcard in the barrel, you don't put a stamp on it, you wait for someone else to come along and hand deliver it. And people go there, they find postcards, they drop postcards off. Most people drop off one, deliver one. I dropped off 646, and I'm in the process of delivering 37 of the postcards that weren't there, like were there when I got to the barrel. So it's kind of like one of these 6 degrees of separation, internet-based, random, meeting people things, very much like the trading, except it's based on hand-delivering postcards. So it's interesting to do. It's very different than the trading one. There's been a lot less media attention on it, that's for sure.
Have you heard of...
But it's fun just randomly showing up at someone's house in Utah and going, I got a postcard, address to you.
Okay, Kyle, in Canada, you may be able to do that, but we have these things in America called guns. You're laughing, Kyle. I'm being dead serious.
I went to a place in Maine, and they said, we don't even lock our doors. And they're like, you're welcome back anytime. So I hear you, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Maybe some places in the States, man, but I think most people are still good. I think people are just as good there as up here.
Do you realize you're charting the course for the rest of your life?
Totally. Because my phone number's on the internet. And you know what?
Go ahead, continue.
There's been 40 people who have phoned, but 3 people who weren't media. So I'm totally of the open door policy, man. Like, it's crazy. One of these things that you don't want to mess with fire, but you want to, like, encourage it to be played with in a good way. And I think that's what the barter thing is doing.
Sounds a lot like, and I don't know if you've heard of this, geocaching.
Oh, man, I've heard of it. I've never done it, but...
You basically...
When this guy... My girlfriend just told me to stop saying, man, I've had a couple drinks. Maybe I'm saying it too much.
I'm trying to wrap my head around process, because I have to translate this for our American listeners. He's saying process.
I was going to say the same thing about exit. You guys say exit, we say exit. It's one of those...
I can hear the difference. What about route? Is it route or route?
It depends. If you're playing football, it's route.
And, now you're playing. Now, what kind of football? What kind of football are we talking about?
Oh, like American football, like NFL style.
Okay.
Like you're in a run or route. You know, it's one of those things.
You've got a snowmobile. Where do you think you're going to go from there?
I don't know. There's some of the offers that have come in have been really interesting.
Wait, you're entertaining offers? You can now pick and choose what you're going to?
If you go to oneredpaperclip.com, there's the current offers. And originally I was going to do, like, take whatever came up first, but it's the kind of thing that if I do that, then only a limited number of people can participate. So it's like a choose-your-own-adventure life kind of right now. It's hard to explain, but I've got a bunch of offers, a lot of cars, a bearskin rug, these kind of things, a lot of interesting objects, a statue of Bart Starr, who was a Green Bay Packers player, maybe his quarterback, I think. Some of the most interesting ones, though, are the experience packages, like one guy in L.A. who has the 1 second, is a project called the 1 second film, is offered to make me an executive producer on the film for a limited amount of time, and then I would trade that production credit. There's a snowmobile magazine in southeastern British Columbia who wants to fly me in for 4 days to go snowmobiling, and they'll fly someone else, whoever, from anywhere in North America to go snowmobiling for 4 days, and the next trader would trade for that 4 days, all-expenses-paid trip snowmobiling in BC. So it's really going beyond the just actual objects now, where it's people are saying, like, let's create a 2 or 3 day experience out of this. And I'd like to say that these are the kind of the service packages, if you will. These are the most interesting to me, because the objects, like the snowmobile, is cool, man. Like, it's gonna be interesting to ride it around. But I was much more interested in meeting the fellow with the snowmobile, Michel Barrette, and talking to him for a while today. And then I'm much more interested in meeting the person with the next trade than actually having the snowmobile. So it's definitely more about the people than the objects.
Now, do you think you thought of this idea, or was it the beer that thought of this idea, Kyle?
This is totally like I don't think I was drunk at the time, but this is totally drunk talk that I woke up in the morning and said, yeah, I'll do that, rather than I got to get some Tylenol or something. So it's drunk talk made good. And
it's either trade a red paperclip up to a house or Tylenol. Which one cures hangovers quicker? Now, Kyle, you mentioned you have a girlfriend. She was saying that you can't say man. And by the way, you can say man or dude or whatever you want anytime.
I kind of figured that.
It's no big deal. We are so not CNN here.
I was just going to say.
What did she think? Or had you acquired this girlfriend before or after?
So I just traded up a side offer.
Wait.
No, I'm just joking.
No. So you went from a never mind. Okay. So we're done with that train of thought. So what did she think?
She lost her job with the airlines in March when they went under, an airline up here in Canada called Jetsco. It's kind of like Southwest or something. And then as soon as she lost it, I'm like, okay, let's go to the Galapagos and deliver postcards around the world. And she's like, okay. So her attitude is pretty open to this kind of thing.
Okay. Sure.
She's very smart, very on top of things, and I think she sees the good in it rather than there's positive obscenity, obviously, but she sees the reality in it and enjoys actually going through all the different things.
Oh, so she's as much a part of it as you are then?
Yeah, she's been there for a couple trades, and there's a documentary film crew kind of following us around right now, and we're just sort of... It's really weird to be an object of a documentary film, but it's at the same time, it's like, well, if you want to hear it, I'll tell you about it. And I think she's enjoying being part of the story as well. So it's something that we're sharing. Like, I'm talking to you right now from our bedroom. Like, our computer's in there. She's seen me.
Too much information, Kyle. Too much information. I don't want to know what you're wearing. I don't want to know who's in the room. I don't want to know what kind of beer you're drinking.
I do.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
That's it.
What's that?
I had one beer. I could still drive.
You can still drive, apparently, with one beer in Canada. Now, is that a Canadian beer?
It was a Canadian beer, yeah.
Okay. So, Kyle, I just don't understand what kind of job you've had before to be able to afford to be able to do this.
I haven't spent a cent on anything yet.
Well, not on anything, but you seem to be spending some good amount of time on this right now.
I've been spending my time there. It's kind of funny that you asked that. My website got hit by... It got linked from FARC the other day, and I've got ads on there that provide for the hosting fee, which is like $10 a month. And when I got FARC'd, I made $150 in one day, so that's helping pay the rent this month. So it means I have to work less this month. But I've been doing contract marketing jobs. Like, on Saturday, I'm going out to a Best Buy location here in Montreal. You can edit that if you don't want any corporate in there. But I'm doing crowd control for a simple plan autograph session and getting paid like $12 an hour for 8 hours. Like, it's just these random contracts that come up. It's like temping. I've just been temping as far as I can remember since I've been working on these projects. It sort of works. It's not going to work forever, but it's kind of working right now. So,
Kyle, you used the word deal. In terms of the exchange, one product to another, what happens if a deal goes bad?
I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, if someone shows up with black Mercedes and kidnaps the object and takes it off to someone?
Yeah, someone you shoots. Someone brings some illicit substance. What do you do?
I don't know. I guess if the media is there, then it's not my fault, right? So
blame the media.
At first, it was just me and whoever and going to someone's house, but today there was like a full film crew, so it sort of takes I'm honest with it. My website is totally open source. You can see whatever's going on behind the scenes there, but it sort of makes the other person realize, like, oh, you're going to get covered on this, so it shifts the focus to the trader, making the trader be more honest. I've been honest up to now. I have a good track record, so if someone comes in with some shenanigans, they're going to get talked about their shenanigans, so it's kind of... It's one of those things, you know, all eyes are on that trader.
Shenanigans. I don't think Americans use that word.
You should. It's great. It's a great word.
Really?
Yeah.
That good, huh? Does it release some endorphins then? I mean, what kind of, I guess, products or experiences are you hoping to have? I mean, you can't obviously ask for this stuff, but is there anything, I mean, beyond the house or up leading to the house? Is there something?
I'd love to trade cars with Leno at one point. I just think that'd be great. I just think Jay Leno, not maybe go on a show, but more likely just hang out with them for an hour and trade cars or something. I think that'd be cool. Experiences, like, it'd be so sweet if someone said, I'll give you an airline ticket anywhere in the world, and I'll give whoever you're going to trade with an airline ticket anywhere in the world, and 5 days of spending money for wherever you want to go, and the other person got to choose, and I get to go some crazy place traveling with that person, or spend 3 days on their farm in Idaho, hang out on a farm. I'd love to turn this into an ongoing one-upping travel thing where I'm actually, instead of just moving objects around, I'm actually moving experiences around. So who knows? Like, I don't know what I'm going to get for the next offer. That's the cool thing. Each offer starts clean slate, and it's a total surprise. Every day I wake up, there's new offers in the bin every day. It's just amazing.
Have you thought about writing ABC's Home Makeover Extreme Edition or Extreme Home Makeover Home Edition?
Extreme Makeover.
Home Edition. Yeah, there we go. Extreme Makeover. Have you heard of the show?
I have, where they take some away for the weekend and then totally redo their house.
Yeah. So maybe they could take whatever it is that you have at that point and then build you a house. I don't think that's how it works, unfortunately. but
you never know, though.
Yeah, you never know. I think it would be a fantastic stunt to be able to get from a paper clip. I'm sorry, one red paper clip all the way. Got to be careful with the brand. You know, you don't. This isn't blue. This isn't yellow. This is a red paper clip. That's very important.
It's pretty funny because if you search one red paper clip in quotes on Google, July 11th of this year, you would have got nothing. But now there's like 30,000. So
wow.
I guess that's part of it. I wanted to create a term that was unique and that people would associate with the project. I also came up with the word fun-tential, which is the potential for fun. And if you Googled that a month ago, there was zero fun-tential. Now it's starting to accumulate. So I'm just sort of, it's more of a, like, if something's not on Google, it theoretically doesn't exist. So I'm just sort of starting from square one with a few things here. And if you want to use one red paper clip, that's cool. The Brits and the Aussies say one red paper clip. They put a space in between. If you start doing like searches in Ein Rood paper clip, it comes up in Dutch on all the Dutch websites. Everyone's got their own terminology, so it's kind of fun to track it all.
You just got a computer, though, just a year ago.
Yeah, I'd had one before, but this is the first time I bought my own computer and dumped all my ideas onto it and started actually, rather than just things that were swirling around in my mind, put them on paper and then actually put them into effect. And it's within 1 year, yeah.
Wow. That from seemingly nothing into seemingly everything.
Yeah, I guess. If you told me a week ago CNN wanted me on, I would have laughed. I would have been like, yeah, right. And now it's like, you know, it's old hat. You know, I've been on CNN. I'm just joking. It's still amazing. Like, they had me on there for like 10 minutes today.
Wow.
It must have been a really slow news day. Like, that's the only way I can explain that.
Actually, it was, because it was either you or talking about the government. And
Did you see it? I haven't even seen it yet.
No, but I had imagined that someone's already encoded it and uploaded it to the web. I wouldn't be surprised.
It'd be great to watch. They had a little song at the beginning. It was like the 12 Days of Christmas, but you know where you start with one, and then you go to two, and then you go back to one and do two, and then you go to three. And
yeah,
they did that with the trades, and it was like a country Georgia poem, down-home style song about this whole thing.
Wow, they really went all out with you.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive. That's very impressive.
It was a bit overwhelming to go on CNN in the first place, and it was really overwhelming to have like a two-minute intro song about some random internet project that seemed to have caught on somehow. And it's been a pretty crazy day, dude. Like, it's insane.
Okay, so Kyle, how did we stack up compared to CNN? How did we do?
On CNN, I didn't say I had a beer for dinner, so he puts you in a completely other league.
Really?
I'll say that much.
So
I haven't on CNN. They don't have a picture of an 8-year-old kid with glasses on their site.
That's
once
me.
Again, totally, totally your own league with that. I can't compare you guys at all.
Yeah, well, I will be honored then by that statement.
I'm more than happy to say it. I'll say it again if you'd like.
No, it's okay. But I would like to check in with you at various points in the future to find out what you have.
Sure, man. You can call me anytime. You know where to find my info. Keep checking out the website. I tend to do sporadic blog updates where I won't touch it for 3 days, and then I'll put like seven on in one day, so it changes daily. I put Google videos up there yesterday, and turning into a community project. In Seattle, there's a lady by the name of Annie Robbins. She's the one I traded with the fish pen for the doorknob, and she's having some fun. Reporters are calling her up now, and she's turning her fish pen into its own little icon, and she'd like to start her own barter community based on this idea of this fish pen that she got from this guy in Canada who traded it to her. And
so wait a minute. Does the object that you're going for next, does it have to be worth as much as a snowmobile or more?
Yes and no. It does in theory. However, I would potentially go down in value slightly if it opened up a bunch of new opportunities. Like, let's say Tom Green was to offer me his couch. His couch probably isn't worth as much as a snowmobile. However, his couch might have more notoriety, and it would open up these new avenues I could take this whole project on. Things like that. I'm not looking to turn this into a celebrity one-upping thing at all. It would be fun along the way to meet some of these guys that I look up to, but for me it's more like each object has to increase the potential for the project to become more, to recapture the spirit of that one red paperclip. It was completely ridiculous that two girls wanted to trade their fish pen for one red paperclip. They saw something else in it, and I can't put my finger on what that something else was, but it was the fact that we met up and went to a 7-Eleven for half an hour I believe it was a Thursday morning, and spent half an hour together at a 7-Eleven trading a paperclip. And that's, as the value of the items increase, I'd like to continually aim focus towards this, like, I don't know what I can put, I can't put my finger on it yet, but there's something going on behind the scenes somewhere that, like, it's a weird thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being all mystical on here, but it's just something different going on rather than just trading objects. And I'd like to continue capturing that spirit throughout. So
Have another beer, Kyle, and it'll make all sense.
I hear you, Zane.
Completely. So, Kyle, thanks for your time. We don't want to hold you back from a good night of Thursday drinking.
I'm done. I've had one beer. That's it.
Oh, that's all. It's all you need. Well, I haven't even started yet, so I've got to go.
Oh, it's only 7 o'clock for you guys out there.
Yeah, that's true.
We got to go to bed. It's 10, you know.
Pretty
early
late.
Night.
Pretty late. So you have the same time zones then as the U.S.?
We are on Eastern Standard Time.
Fair enough. Well, Kyle, like I said, I'd love to check in with you at some point in the future.
Sure, I should say. Look forward to talking again, and maybe next time we should have Annie and I do a conference call or something. That'd be interesting.
Certainly.
She's there in Seattle.
Yeah,
as well.
She is in Seattle.
Yeah.
And swear to God, if I had something that was even halfway remotely interesting to a snowmobile, I'd be totally into this.
it's not the object. It's whatever the value is of the item. So it's more than just the object. So, you know, you can push things in a lot of directions with this. You could offer up a hosting slot on your show, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's more than just trading a snowmobile.
I will put that in the back of my head now. And, and continually think about how I could trade just to be a part of this. It sounds like fun.
Cool, man.
And so anyway, thanks again, Kyle.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking in the future.
Definitely.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.